I was frustrated because there wasn't really anything for me to do. There was no art galleries, there was no museums. I couldn't get to the cinema because I couldn't drive there, so I just sort of sat in my hotel room getting angrier and angrier and angrier.
But all the time, you were becoming a hugely successful international rock star.
Well, of course, it never feels like that at the time, but yeah, looking back, I guess so. Somebody I got hold of a track that we'd put on a CD music magazine called Volume, and the track was called Vow, and they started playing it in Australia, and then it just swept through the world, and all of a sudden we were getting jammed on the radio, and very exciting time for us.
Then the hits did come, and presumably you then spent life on the road again, but in a much more luxurious way than back in that transit van with Goodbye, Mr. McKenzie.
Really, really luxurious glamour comes to the pop stars. It doesn't necessarily happen to the rock stars. But yeah, we had a nice bus, as nice as a bus can be.
Okay.
Jammed full of, I think, 18 of us, which was a real cramped environment. All men, and I was the only female, so I don't know if you'd call that luxurious. But yeah, we got on a bus and we started touring the world, and it was unbelievably exciting.
Gillian Gilbert from New Order was on the programme, and she talked about the thrill of stepping out in front of a mass of screaming people.
It's unbelievable.
How good is that?
It's unbelievable. It's the best thing ever that will ever happen to you probably in your life.
Is it better than sex?
I think so. Chocolate. My husband does his best, but it just never feels as good as that.